If you're looking for advice on which accounting software to choose for your business, then have a listen to this week's story from Karen Ballack. There's a very strong message here which could save you an absolute fortune.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the Online Marketing Audio Blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Hello, 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 and a really big welcome to the Online Marketing Audio Blog. This is episode number 43. Yes, this is the podcast for online marketers and those small business owners who really want to find out the latest tools and techniques that you can use online to enhance your business. Hi everyone, my name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella Social Media for Business, and it's my job to keep you ahead of the game when it comes to everything to do with social media and online marketing and various different things in between. We have got something a little bit different for you this week. So, without further ado, let's crack on with this week's episode as I pass you over to the wonderful Karen Ballack from KB Bookkeeping. Yes, lots of K's and lots of B's, who tells the tale about accounting software that will really make you think. Over to you, Karen.
In every episode, get the view from the outside, a stack of subscribers, the how-to articles that create action. It's the guest blogger.
Choosing the right booking software for your business can be a bit of a minefield. There's so much choice nowadays, ranging in price from free to signing a blank cheque almost. So how do you choose the right one for your business? I was recently asked this question by a potential client that I'd first been approached by a couple of years ago. At the time, they weren't in the position to employ a bookkeeper and went off and purchased their own software, which they very quickly outgrew and never really got from it what they wanted in the terms of reports and never really knew where they were from a profit point of view until the year end, which, as we all know, is a bit late in the day. They really needed to be able to monitor the profitability of the products as they were sold and to enable them to make decisions on which products to continue with and which to ditch. It was also quite difficult for their accountant to extract the information that they needed at the year end to produce the annual accounts. 2 years on, they decided it was time to change, and they decided that Sage was a package for them. I volunteered to demonstrate to them what the software could do before purchasing, so that they could be entirely sure that this was the correct product for them, as there are so many different versions of Sage, and I wanted to make sure they didn't make any more expensive mistakes. However, they went ahead without the demo, purchased the package they felt was most suited to them. It quite quickly became apparent that the particular package they had purchased still wasn't quite going to give them the report functionality that they required, but it did have various modules that they would never use. After a review of their actual requirements and discussion with Sage, we downgraded the package that they had purchased, and with the money saved on software, I was able to help them write the reports that they actually needed and get the system set up to optimise the most use for their particular business. Moral of the story is, when you're setting up a business, no matter whether it's as a sole trader, partnership or limited company, please speak to your bookkeeper or accountant for some advice on which software package to consider. They work with you, so they know your business and also are much more aware of software compatibility to ensure that you don't incur additional fees at year end when they're trying to extract the information they need from your system to prepare your accounts and tax returns.
Thank you for listening.
Hey, thanks for that, Karen. There's Karen making her debut audio blog, so thanks for that, really appreciated. This was a fabulous story, and it certainly makes you realise that you really should have a chat with your bookkeeper or your accountant before investing any money into account software.
The Online Marketing Audio Blog, tools and techniques.
As some of you may know, I'm a big fan of FreshBooks. I love FreshBooks as I like the way in which you can create quotations and then at a press of a button you can convert it into an invoice. And the recipients are quite impressed with it as well. The invoices are all branded with my logo, which looks quite cool. Yeah, we've recently discovered this new little time tracking system within FreshBooks. So you can now invoice a client for the time that we spend on his account. So a bit like a solicitor's or an accountant's do. But if you have some sort of help desk where you want to record the time, or perhaps you're managing projects, like perhaps you're a web developer or something like that. So doing that just from a press of a button on the desktop, it's quite cool that you can manage that time and then just quickly change it into an invoice, which is cool. And as a small business owner, the best function that I like about FreshBooks is the late payment reminders. Yeah, they're automatically sent out after 30 days and 60 days, etc., that sort of thing. So this software even does me some credit control for me, which is absolutely fabulous. For a free trial on FreshBooks, simply visit all the W's, green-umbrella.biz/FreshBooks. Let me know what you get on, how you get on, and let me know what you think. If you're after more tips and advice with the accounting world, then I urge you to follow Karen on Twitter. That's @KBBookkeeping. You know, when I was typing that out, it's like, how many K's and how many B's are in there? And again, thank you, Karen, for your audio blog.
You're on the Online Marketing Audio Blog.
I really hope you've enjoyed today's show. As always, you can read the full article and any relevant links that I've said simply by visiting allthews.green-umbrella.biz/43. If you are enjoying these shows, then I've been experimenting with some software called Click to Tweet. And if you head on over to green-umbrella.biz/love, L-O-V, then you will see a pre-populated tweet that you can just click tweet and tell the world about this podcast. And I will personally respond to every single tweet, promise. All right, thank you very much. Anyway, that's it for this episode. And I hope to see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye. See you soon. Ta-da.
Next time, the Online Marketing Audio Blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.